Friday.
Friday. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
No, I...
Weekend's what's coming up.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot going on. How's your team doing?
They lost last night, but, man, what a comeback effort it was last night.
Really?
Yeah, they scored 8 runs in 1 inning. Like, I thought we were coming back. They were down by so much. Our bullpen sucks.
They shut you down.
Our bullpen sucks. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Welcome to Marty Crankers this beautiful Friday, the 14th day of May. Yep. Have you been doing that, like, looking down and like, holy crap, it's May 14th? We're in the middle of May already?
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. Oh. It just seemed like we just celebrated May the 1st.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
That's 13 days ago. Hard to believe.
You know what's crazy? It's National Biscuit Day.
Oh.
So I started doing some research on biscuits. Do you know biscuits over in Europe don't mean the same thing as biscuits here in America?
Really?
I didn't know that.
No.
Yeah. It's amazing how much I learned. It's like going to college, getting these things ready. you know, but hey. Do you think people got scared off from seeing your face this early in the morning?
I hope not, but
I'm pretty sure they didn't. I mean, they're used to seeing it.
They are.
You know, they've been desensitized.
That's right.
You know?
Desensitized.
Unless you're Irish or French.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it with these Irish and French? I mean, we're starting to get a lot of viewers from France, and I'm not complaining. I like it.
Well, it's because they know I'm of France descent, and I'm
French.
Of Irish descent, and English descent.
Well, you're just a Heinz 57.
German. I am. I'm a Heinz 57. I got Cherokee.
You're Cherokee?
Yeah.
So you're Jeep? You're a Jeep guy.
I'm a Jeep guy.
So, in the news... Gas prices.
Gosh, that's been in the news all last 2 weeks.
Well, it has, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, summer's coming up, and, you know, do you remember back in the, you know, the early 20-teens?
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, you wanted to go somewhere, and it felt like you had to spend half your paycheck to fill your car up to go somewhere?
And that's getting there again.
Well, it is. I mean, I saw gas prices, $6.99 a gallon. How are people going to do anything at $6.99 a gallon?
Nothing. And I think that's what they want us to do.
Well, it could be. I mean, here, what is it out here? $2.59?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we don't change too much. But here's the thing. Are they gouging?
That's a possibility.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Do people get in trouble for that?
They should.
Okay. But here's the thing. When you're gouging.
You're supposed to get fined for it,
actually. Well, you should get fined, I think, to a certain extent. However, there are the people that are purists that say supply and demand, bub. It's just it is what it is.
Well, there's plenty in reserve in Texas.
In Texas, but not in West Virginia or Virginia. So if they're charging $6.99, they can just say, well, yeah. Supply and demand. Yeah. You know, price went up because we were, you know, I have to wonder about that crap. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're playing us for fools.
Well, here's the thing. I don't really care as long as it doesn't affect the American people.
Right.
And then if you start tromping on the American people, the American working men and women of this country, I'm going to say, kiss my arse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm that way with everything.
1,000%.
You know, that might be wrong in some people's eyes, but
hey.
Thank God it's Friday because I really don't give a Friday.
No.
If you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So what do you got planned this weekend besides babysitting my dogs?
Other than that, I'm probably going to try to sneak away before. In the middle of babysitting them, go do some things with the boy.
Nice. You gonna go shoot some hoops?
Try to shoot some hoops. Throw some football.
Can you still beat him?
Oh, I'm sure.
Are you sure about that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's getting that athletic side to him. I mean,
he is.
You know, you just gotta.
Yeah. Don't ever underestimate the old man. Right?
Well, I'm gonna go see my nephew, and it's like the whole fam.
I know. I hope y'all have a blast.
We got people coming from Lambeau Land. We got people coming from out there on the left coast out in California.
Right.
We got people coming from all over. It's going to be a good time.
Good.
And then the very next day, he ships out to basic.
Wow.
So and
all it, done real quick.
Like. Yeah, it's my sister. It's my little sister. It's her oldest son. Yeah. So she's like going through this whole emotional, you know, that's spectrum.
A big roller, well, that's a roller coaster ride.
Well, and then you add on top of it that all my nephews, they were sports guys, right?
Right.
So they're in wrestling, they're in football, they're in baseball, you know.
Right.
Well, with COVID, they didn't do the spring sports.
Oh, wow.
And they didn't do the fall sports.
Yeah.
So this year they're making up for it and everything's in the spring. So you have wrestling in the spring, you have baseball in the spring, and you have football all running together in that area. I mean, that's got to be hectic. I'm watching now and it's kind of cool. I'm watching them play football and watching them do wrestling. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I thought it was kind of neat. Yeah. But it's National Decency Day. Do people know how to be decent anymore?
There's good people out here. You get your good and your bad. And your ugly.
Your good, the bad, and the ugly. I wish I had that that music.
I know.
Yeah. Which, you know. Wow. You know, it's like
a hyena.
A stripped down version of Led Zeppelin, like a throwback.
I always picture it as like, what is it, Clyde from Clint Eastwood's movie?
Yeah.
I always picture him making that sound.
Well, you know, just be decent to people. National Decency Day. It's not that hard to be a damn good human being. You know what I mean?
Right.
Live your life. But I see people go out of their way to hurt other people.
There is people like that.
I don't like that.
I don't like it.
Either. That's when you see that switch in me flip.
Yeah.
You know, I try not to let that switch flip much anymore. I've learned a lot from my younger years about, you know, being an a-hole. Now I understand that being an a-hole is actually a tool in your toolbox to deal with certain situations. Right. But it's one of those tools that you want to leave the dust on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
National Decency Day. This next one is kind of for you. It's National Dance Like a Chicken Day. I'm not kidding. Literally, this is nationaldaycalendar.com. National Dance Like a Chicken Day. Can you do the chicken?
No.
Here, hang on. Yeah, try. Let's see the wings flop. Come on, do the chicken dance.
Come on,
do it.
Here, I'll put a video.
No, we don't want to see a video. We want to see Greg do it. Come on, make us laugh. Come on, give us some wings. Lordy. Okay, now, but you gotta do the beak thing. You know where your face is going out. The beak.
Oh my God. Did it make your morning?
It did. That made me feel better.
Cranking.
Then it's National Underground America Day. National Underground America Day. That's kind of cool.
Right.
I belong to a couple of National Underground America Day societies.
Right.
No, okay, I'm just kidding. I don't. But it almost makes you feel like if you're going to voice your opinion these days, you got to be underground. Doesn't it make you feel that way?
Yeah.
Like if you say the wrong thing, you're in big trouble.
Big trouble?
Big trouble. It's kind of like what's going on over there in Israel, you know?
Right.
Why is it that we can't get peace over there?
It's because it's set up that way.
I'm starting to believe that that's true because yesterday Israel said they took the gloves off.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Hamas said that they retaliated against them, which I see no evidence of, but, you know, they're always going tit for tat, you know, poke. The Palestinians and the Israelis, although I'm usually on the Israeli side.
Right.
But it's like picking the best turd in the turd bowl, if you know what I mean. Because they do this thing, this tit for tat thing. I believe that you got to stand with Israel because I believe that there's more innocent there. And the way that their culture works, like the Palestinians, they start praising terrorists. I mean, literally, they're terrorists are what they tell their children are heroes.
Right.
I can't agree with that. I just can't do it.
Right.
Now, they sent over 160, I think it was 161 rockets in 3 minutes. And they were targeted at Israeli schools.
Oh.
Yeah. I would say that's enough. It's enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I was Israel, I'd be like, you're not going after our kids. You know, you're not going to do that, something that dastardly. So yesterday, we saw them blow a bunch of stuff up. They're on the West Bank. And I don't expect that to end well.
No.
So they're in my prayers.
They are. Yeah.
Anyways, I left the best one for last. It's National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Okay, now, are you a biscuit guy, like the flaky guy, or are you the buttermilk biscuit guy?
I love the buttermilk biscuit.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you. I love the buttermilk biscuit, too. Now, you know what you with do with sausage, buttermilk gravy, biscuit? Well, that too. Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll double biscuit. Okay, folks, here it comes. Double biscuit. Sausage gravy on a biscuit with eggs on one side. And then on the other side, buttermilk biscuit with strawberries and strawberry sauce with whipped cream on top for strawberry shortcake.
And with about 5 slices of bacon. And then going back for more later.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah, I mean, it was better than, okay, it's Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Which is better, that or yesterday where we had National Apple Pie Day?
Oh, decisions.
Yeah.
I'll take the apple pie.
So tonight, the last day that you're at your lonely, lowly job.
Yes.
And then Monday, you got to start cracking the whip because you're going to be in charge of some people.
Yes, I am.
Because you're moving on up.
Moving up to a lead position.
Moving on up.
Yep.
Remember that song?
Yep.
Yeah, well, are you going to be one of those elite manager supervisors where you're like, you're 0.20 seconds late? No. We need to have a talk. I hope you don't do that. Don't micromanage people. Be like, hey, you got this job to do. You know, be the boss that brings some donuts once in a while.
Right.
Are you going to be that guy?
I'm probably that guy.
Okay. Are you going to let them be like, are you going to let them slide? Or are you going to say, no, this is the work you got to do?
No, it's you got to be on time as much as possible. We know there's things in life that, happen.
To get in the way, like, oh, right. Life happens. That's right. Like life happens.
Yeah, life happens. but try to be here on time. Just do your job and get it done in the appropriate time and done in the right way and in a safe way.
You know, I got to stop doing this. Audrey said only audio running on YouTube. So what I did was after the show, I upload this wonderful freaking place called Sounder.fm. Right. They're so much better than Spreaker. But anyways, I've been uploading it, and they automatically upload it to YouTube. So some people go watch that or listen to it,
right?
And then they can't find the actual video show. But no, the video's on YouTube as well.
Go to our Morning Crankers site there on YouTube.
Yeah, well, I want them to go to Spreely.
I want you to go to Spreely.
And I'm gonna tell everybody why in a little bit.
Yeah,
it's kind of awesome. It allows us to do the things that we want to do.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't had that. I didn't want to get into it just yet. You know what I mean?
I know. We'll hold on.
But I wanted to talk about this story, being that you are now the boss, and I hope you're a good boss, because there's nothing worse than a bad boss.
Right.
Okay. This lady, it put together this. Just listen to this. This job posting for a nanny in Edina has to be seen to be believed. Now, listen to this. Wanted, nanny for a family in Edina. Pay $20 an hour. Duties, looking after a child, cooking, light cleaning, and having an extremely long list of specific personality traits. If you look at this, I'm going to tell you, sorry, somebody's trying to call. I got it off. The Craigslist listing for the job has been removed, and it went live on Tuesday and set the internet on fire. Okay. Listen to this. This is, as I write this, the countertop installation team is here fixing a little alignment issue they made with our dishwasher. I wish you had booked them and had gotten the dishes done before they came so my husband and I could have spent more time playing with our baby and going through business training together. Oh, boy. Okay. She goes on. I care a lot about what my house looks like because my home is most important to me for a million reasons. It continues. So if you are the type that just doesn't notice that you left crumbs on the table, thanks to you, next. If you are going to judge me because I like to wear the occasional high fashion item, you're on the wrong post. This lady goes on and says, if you're into MAGA, you need not apply. Same goes with those extolling traditional gender norms. If you're going to call my daughter a princess or make comments about how to act,